Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. You've arrived at the spot. This is a place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. As always, welcome, welcome. How are you guys doing out there? I know somebody had sent me a text message talking about, where you been? I haven't heard any of your radio shows. Have you fallen off the edge? Absolutely not. Brains, I try to bring you content. I want something that's going to land in your brain. I want some information you can use. I ain't just trying to show up, you know. So when I'm showing up, I'm trying to deliver. So sometimes if you don't get a weekly show, don't feel personal. Don't take it personally. Believe and trust. I got your back, front and middle. Welcome. Let me ask you a question. When is the last time you engaged in a conversation with yourself? And what the hell did you say? Did you take your own advice, or did you have to consult outside sources, outside influences? What was the dialogue back and forth? Did you take the time to really gauge the narrative and think about what you know, what's running through your head? That's crazy. How did you weigh the pros versus the cons? And where and when did you have this talk? I mean, you know, atmosphere can be everything. I want you to know it is essential and it is imperative to check in on a regular basis. Find your voice of reason. Come on over here, sit down next to me on the edge, and we're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. We're going to have a teachable moment. We're going to have a teachable moment about independence. You know, we just came off the Independence Holiday, 4th of July, 2017. And, yep, everything is a bang. And I want to know if you are an independent thinker, or are you a codependent? Are you influenced by the rhetoric and the noise? What are you listening to, you know? So I want to start this conversation maybe by defining what independence is. Independence is free from outside control, not depending on another authority. It's self-governing. It's self-ruling. It's self-determining. It's solvent. It's impartial, unbiased, unprejudiced, neutral. Those are passive-aggressive individuals, but we're brains. We want to be independent. We have to be strong. So a lot of times you got to check in, you know. I am not opposed to therapy. What? Okay, it can be a very powerful tool. It can give you some insight. And who knows you better than you? So when you talk to yourself, is the first thing you say is you be coming up with some of that old negative, you know, the why I can't, why I am the victim. It's not my responsibility. The hell it ain't. You got to get in and put it in where it fit in, okay? And you got to be real with it because it's all about you. So when you have that conversation and you're rolling your tongue around in your mouth and the marbles around in your head, you better really be paying attention, you know, because people are really trying to influence you in every aspect. Don't fall for the narrative. Don't fall for the who shot John. Believe what you see the first time. We all got life experiences on all different levels, and everybody got a story. But when you are telling that story and you're running that narrative around in your head, you also have the ability to change it, engage it, and, you know, make it proactive, because you can say some positive stuff to you too. Now, there's a lot of books out there. There's a lot of motivational speakers. But damn it, use your common sense, okay? If it don't smell right, it ain't right. You know, everybody running around getting all trumped up. Don't let 45 ruin the vibe, brains. Get back into your own head. Be a kinder, gentler person. Take that extra breath. Take that extra step. Stop talking bad to yourself about yourself. You know, I had a reality check. I had this big banner hanging up in the center of town here. And instead of using it for vanity, I looked at it and I was not happy with what I saw. And I had to keep it 100. I've been riding my bike over there for the last 42 days. And I'm committed. And when I ride my bike, I talk to myself. Okay? It is just so engaging. I go up this hill and it ain't no joke. And I say, you're no quitter, and you can do it, and you can do it, and you're almost there, and you've done it before, and you can do it again, and it's all about you, and you can do it. And then at the top, I whip like a lasso. Oh, my God, it is so exhilarating. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself that you are beautiful, that you're wonderful, that you're deserving, that you look good. Every single day, tell yourself something. You know, it's not vanity. It's all right to love self. It's all right to have that conversation, you know, because other folks is doing it. So what about the people that influence you? Be careful of your choices. You can choose to be angry or not to be angry. You can choose who to be around and how much access to give them to your brain, you know. Be responsible for that. Engage in that. Because outside influences impact an inside job. And loving yourself is an inside job. Because there can only be change when the pain of remaining the same is greater than the pain of change. So I say that to you today with love. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations. I got some good stuff coming up. I'm working on a few projects. Oh, and I need you to do something for me, brains. If you've tuned into The Edge, following The Edge, number one, I hope you're following The Edge. Leave some comments. I want to know what you're thinking. Am I putting it down? My numbers look real good, but y'all ain't saying nothing. So I need to know what you're talking about. What, you know, what I'm talking about is if it's valuable, it must be because y'all keep coming back, and I'm so appreciative. Yes, I am. So, again, I'd like to thank you from the bottom of my socks because my heart is just not deep enough. Follow me on the World Wide Web at agoodperson.biz on Twitter and Instagram. April's on the Edge, always on Facebook at A Good Person Production. Thank you so much. Until we talk again, my friends, promise me that you are going to be good to yourself.